This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Howdy, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 266 of Job Search Radio. As you know, I do coaching. I do executive job search coaching, leadership coaching, life coaching. I work with people internationally. And this is a show that I really like because I know how stressful it is to ask for more money in a negotiation. And I just want to make it easy. Hope you find the show helpful. I hope you don't have to go through it. And if you do, you've got your cheat sheet in this show. So with that, let's get going. If you've watched my videos in salary negotiation, I try to cover a whole range of different options, from the hardball to the softball. This goes into the softer category, which, frankly, I prefer for most of you because I don't think you can be hardball negotiators. In sales, it's different. I'm going to push you to be a tough negotiator because that's part of what they're going to be measuring you for. But for most of you, softball, the gentle approach, not getting into arguments or confrontations, but presenting this as an ask rather than a demand is far more effective. So when you get the offer, here's the way you respond. Wow, that's terrific. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. But I must in all candor tell you that I love this firm and the opportunity, but I have several other offers at the same salary level or in this same range. And then you shut up. Because the next thing that they're going to follow up with is, so what are you planning on doing? I need to sit with this a little bit. I'm hoping you could do a bit better to match my highest offer. Now, understand that for most organizations, a $5,000 or $10,000 improvement is not going to break the bank. Even if they move at $2,000, that's better in your pocket than in theirs, right? But you don't want to get into arguments. You don't want to get into confrontations. You want to make it seem like you're agonizing a little bit. So, I have other offers in this same area. I was hoping that you could match my highest offer. Now, understand, on your side, you need to be prepared to talk with them about what the number is. And once they match it, you have to be prepared to say yes. There's no back and forth here anymore. It's done. Also understand that $5,000 or $10,000 is okay. $30,000, unless you're at an executive level, is not in the same ballpark. It's a wide difference to most organizations in their budget approach. So recognize the difference here. And then, if they just increase by a little bit, you can respond by going, I need to think about it. Can I get back to you later in the week? And when you get back, this has been so hard. Any progress that you can make, any improvement that you can make, they'll go, nope, that's it. Or, no, that really is the best that we can do. And then you need to be prepared to give an answer. But the approach is just a very simply, give them the idea that you want to say yes, but they need to improve the offer. And then be quiet. It's really that simple. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.